Efforts are stepping up this week to immunize people 65 and older against COVID-19. Today in downtown Milwaukee at the Wisconsin Center, it will be holding a second day of vaccinating hundreds of Milwaukee seniors who have appointments. However, a city health official says that they've had to step up to prevent other people from unfairly coming in. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach has the full story.
The state says about 20% of Wisconsin residents aged 65 and older have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. Many of those people live in care facilities like nursing homes where the vaccine has been administered for about a month. Wisconsin seniors living in other quarters have only been allowed to get the medicine since January 25th. During the last week, it was mainly seniors who are customers of large healthcare providers who were getting an injection. But the Wisconsin Center site is open to more people 65 and older. As he left the building yesterday, Clarence Joshua said receiving the first dose is part of a huge goal.
Survive. Live. Come out this misery that we in.
Jan Manis says he got the vaccine as a step toward a more normal work life.
I work for Carmen High School, and at this point they're virtual, waiting to get back into classes. And I think the shot only protects me, but also protects the kids and all the other people around. I think it's a duty almost to get the shot.
Vaccine recipient Cynthia Wisneski said the relatively quick development of the drug is a marvel.
I really think that it's a great achievement for to come here and for everyone to be able to be vaccinated.
Michael Chin says he hasn't minded waiting behind other groups of people who were immunized first.
Not really. There must be priorities in issuing the vaccine, so I'm okay with that.
Gene Hudlett says going to the City of Milwaukee-run location was actually faster than going to her health care provider.
And I wish my health system would have been more helpful because they would have been scheduling me weeks out.
Like the other vaccine recipients we interviewed, Hudlett promises to come back in 3 weeks for her second dose of the Pfizer vaccine, as she also has a goal.
See my friends and family, which is very important to me.
Been a while?
Yes.
The Milwaukee Health Department says it expects nearly 1,500 seniors will get the COVID-19 vaccine at the Wisconsin Center during the first 2 days of this week. Preparedness coordinator Nick Tomorrow says many signed up through the Healthy MKE website city and county officials have been promoting. But he says the health department also did specific outreach to certain churches and the city housing authority.
To be very upfront with you, we have had some problems with the link for scheduling being shared inappropriately. We've had our links shared on Facebook. We've had our link passed around amongst, you know, individuals that are not appropriate for vaccine at this time. So as everyone's kind of experiencing around the state and around the country, we really are trying to target specific groups. And so right now, this is our attempt as a health department to be very appropriate with who's coming in initially here.
Besides trying to carefully screen who gets a shot, Tomorrow says making sure there's enough vaccine remains a long-term concern.
It's a really fluid situation around the state for the supply of vaccine. So we're actually working with Pfizer vaccine. We will be receiving Moderna vaccine starting Wednesday, and we don't know the exact timing of that shipment. So, just to talk about the complexities, now you're talking about two different vaccines, two different dosing schedules, and so we are having to be very, very flexible with scheduling at this time.
Tomorrow says the city of Milwaukee has also had to set aside some doses for earlier vaccine recipients who are due to come in this week and get their second shot. Tomorrow says staff at the Wisconsin Center have the ability to scale up to 10,000 vaccine recipients per week, but that capacity won't be used until the supply dramatically increases. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.